6:52. We got a new member of the staff we haven't met on the air. And I asked that he be dragged down here against his will so we could say hello to him. It's a very unique name, too. Your name is Domite?
Domite.
Domite. I apologize. How do I spell that?
D-O-M-E-T-I. Domite.
Domite. Well, that's pretty basic.
Yeah.
Well, what's the derivation?
It's from Ghana.
And is it a common name in Ghana?
So it's not that common a name, but it comes from the Volta region, and it means the backbone of the family, the backbone or the pillar of the family.
And how many generations ago did your family come from Ghana?
Really? I'm first generation, actually.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. They got here in the 70s, both my parents.
Okay, and what brought them here? They just decided they wanted to try the USA?
Just try it out.
Yeah, just see, swing by the USA, see what's up.
Seemed pretty cool. No, my dad got admitted to University of Chicago. That's where he got his doctorate.
Oh, so he's an idiot.
So, yeah. He's a dumb guy, you know.
And my
mom was dumb enough to follow him, so.
And what did they end up doing career-wise?
Oh, so he taught for a while. He's actually got his PhD in divinity, theology, rather. And he taught for a while, and oddly enough, is an RN now. And my mom
is that right?
Yeah. How crazy is that?
What a wild transition.
Second career RN, yeah. Really odd
so
transition.
So smart enough to do the U of C.
Yes.
And then gets his degree.
Yes.
Well, I mean, medicine and spirituality, they go together.
They kind of go together.
Sure.
And he was teaching, but I think he didn't get a chance to teach philosophy in the way that he wanted to. He was teaching math and disciplines that weren't related to what he studied. So.
And how about your mom? What's your mom do?
And my mom's RN too. Been RN all my life.
Both nurses.
And get this, both of my sisters are in the medical field. So my eldest is a dentist. And the one under her.
Dude, you're in show business.
I'm the only one crazy
black sheep of the family,
to go into
man.
Show
right?
business. No kidding.
How many brothers and sisters?
Just two big sisters.
Two big sisters.
Yeah.
And how old
are you? 28.
Yeah, by the way.
I just made 28. By
the way, I can't ask that technically. Right. You got a great voice.
Yeah,
really
you.
Great voice.
Thank you.
And
thank
a great
you.
Attitude. I love your smile, and you've been a nice addition around the hallways. But what are we going to do with you?
I appreciate it.
I mean, you're looking to get Bertrand fired, or what do you want to do?
Well, you know, I'm on Saturdays, and I've just been hanging around. I'm one of those guys who just doesn't leave, so I'm pretty
That's
much
the right
just
attitude.
Here. Yeah.
That's right attitude. But what do you want to do? Do you know?
No, for
you're
sure.
You're a good-looking dude. You want to do TV? You want to do video? What are you going to do?
You know, if they allow my mug to, you know, come on with you from time to time on TLTV,
sure.
I wouldn't say no. But
that's
yeah,
that's a
no,
good idea. How about the Domite Minute in the 9 o'clock hour on
there
CLTV?
There you go. That could work.
Yeah, sponsored by Domite's family.
Yeah, exactly.
There it goes. Sponsored by Ghana.
What were you doing before you?
No, before I came here, I was had a few jobs. So I was a news director at another station,
and
also working that concurrently. I was teaching broadcasting at the Illinois Media School, and I ran their radio program.
Oh, you're hustling.
Or so. Yeah.
And the bills paid.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you
and
married?
I actually met Mary at some panels I was doing too across the city. So we do different panels.
Were you frightened by her? Because we're afraid of her.
She's very, very scary.
Yeah, see? No bones about it.
Scary.
We're talking
scary
about
Sandberg. We call it.
We're talking about Sandberg.
Yeah.
Yes, because she's very direct.
Yeah.
Yes, and very direct. Yes.
And she's and it's funny when I told people that you know, we hit it off and she just had great feedback. They say she's a no BS kind of person.
There
so
you go.
When she likes you, you're in good shape.
Yeah,
you're
she does like you. So far you're okay.
Yeah.
All right. So is there anything you want us to know about you?
Well, I'm a news guy. I'm a news junkie. You asked what I want to do. I want to tell stories that elevate all parts of Chicago, right? We have so many neighborhoods in Chicago. Like you said, I'm a White Sox fan, but de facto, just because I grew up on the South Side.
Sure.
I think what I love about WGN Radio is that we're a neighborhood, a Chicago station. You know what I mean?
And that's pretty impressive that you know that at 28.
Yeah. You know, my dad has inadvertently been prepping me for talk radio because he listened all while I was growing up. All he listened to was talk radio and blasted it like it was music.
Yeah.
Like he blasted talk radio, and I never thought I'd be in the industry. Now I'm meeting Ro and meeting all of these folks that Pops listened
to.
Well,
don't let Ro drive you out of the business.
Right.
Yeah, right. And I'm still here, so you gotta love it.
Well, how old are your parents? They gotta be what, early 50s, late 40s?
No, Dad's 75.
Oh, so you're the baby in the family.
I'm the baby. Yeah, my sister is. Well, she'd kill me if I said her age, but she's old.
Come on, she got how? 40.
She's not even 40 yet. She's
young.
Stop. Okay, there you go.
She's not even funny yet.
She will.
40 yet.
She will.
Yeah.
Are you an uncle?
Yeah, six times over.
Good for you.
Five nieces,
that.
One nephew.
But you're not married.
I'm not married.
You're single.
I'm allergic. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
And I am single.
Well, you're good looking dude.
Thank you.
Yeah, you ought to be just fine in this city.
Thank you. Thank you.
You just tell us something we never would know about Ghana.
Wow. Ooh.
Yeah, have you been home?
That is great.
Did family go?
So actually, right. I plan trips to Ghana. I've taken over the past 2 years, 50 people back and forth
really?
To Ghana.
Wow, good for you.
And I'm planning another one in March.
Andrea loves to travel. She's traveled all over the world, but she's never done Ghana.
Let's do it.
Right?
Let's do it. So we plan these excursions. We go. We went in 2016, went earlier this year for Ghana's independence, which is March 6th.
Oh my God, that's fantastic.
And am I right about this? Ghana is one of the more politically stable countries in Africa, right?
It was the first country to declare independence from colonial rule.
That's
the
very first
and holding their own with trouble on the borders.
Absolutely.
Doing okay.
Yeah, doing okay. But there's a lot of progress, too. They talked about the 60-year anniversary of their independence. There are a lot of progress that needs to happen as far as, you know, infrastructure, things like that. So,
well, that's impressive. But you still haven't answered the question. Something we don't know about Ghana.
Oh, that it was the first country to get
into. You got to give us another one now.
Let's go deeper. That the de-economy drives the whole country. So if you go there, it's not that you go into a Walmart per se, but they've got shops and vendors all along the streets, mm-hmm. and that really drives the entire economy. So everyone is a business person, pretty
so
much.
So a tourist would go there, you would plan on negotiating your price on the street, like you go in and you go, the guy trying to sell it says here $5, you go, no, $4, whatever. What's the local money?
Yeah, the cost cities. It's called cities, and it's about 4-1 to the American dollar.
Cities.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called cities. So, you know, if someone quotes you a price, here's something, if you ever go to Ghana, in most African countries, if they quote you a price, it's probably actually half of that. So if they say 50 cities, give them 25.
Oh, that's good to know.
Right. Especially if you're an American. If they can tell you're an American.
I'm going with you. Ghana 2018.
All right, but
Ghana
settle on 35. The man's got to make a little money.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's do it.
Yeah, there
Let's
you go.
Do it.
Well, it's great to have you on.
It's great to have you.
All right, we'll be working on the Doma T Minute.
The Doma T Minute. That was a nice ring to it. What you think, Dave?
I think that's great, Doma T. I'm all for it.
By the way, weird thing. You didn't know this. Fifth Doma T we've had here at the station. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. It's such a common name.
Crazy.